Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Hope it isn't a good news, bad news future for Carolina. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. You know the old coaching answer to a trick question. What's your team going to look like next year? The good news is we have everyone back, the coach says. Bad news is we have everyone back. It would be great if the Tar Heels' improvement continues Wednesday night against Wake Forest and Saturday against NC State, both at the Smith Center. Two wins would move them to 10-5 with some momentum for the trip to Pitt next week. The originally scheduled home game with Notre Dame was moved from January 30th back to January 2nd after Syracuse couldn't come and later made it down on January 12th. UNC won both. Meanwhile, the Clemson visit on January 9th was also postponed and so far has not been rescheduled because there is no date that really works for both teams. So the Heels may wind up playing just 19 ACC games. Call it COVID madness. The point is, Carolina needs to keep building its NCAA tourney resume since the schedule is backloaded with trips to Clemson, Duke, Virginia, Boston College, and Syracuse, plus home games with Miami, Virginia Tech, Louisville, Florida State, and Duke. Ouch! Another reason success is needed from here on out is that right now no UNC player is listed in the two rounds of the NBA.net mock draft. And while players could transfer in and transfer out, Garrison Brooks and Andrew Playtech are the only seniors, and both of them could come back for one more season with the COVID rules. Roy Williams has 2 4-star recruits from North Carolina signed up and is still in the running for 5-star stud small forward Patrick Baldwin, who the gurus say will probably end up at Duke. Great. Yes, the Tar Heels are playing better, under 12 turnovers in 2 of their last 3 games, and shooting better from outside. What will Anthony Harris mean to team chemistry in backcourt minutes being divvied up between Caleb Love, R.J. Davis, Kerwin Walton, and Playtech? No real stars may emerge this season, but the sum can still be better than the individual parts. Finishing 500 or close to it hurts for so many more reasons than the record. It could mean the news is everyone's coming back, and we won't know if that's good or bad. This is Archansky. See ya.